You are listening to an ADIS Journal podcast.
Hi, everybody. My name is Jorge Sanchez, and today I want to talk about the adherence to injectables, especially to biological therapies, because this is a very important point, especially at present. But before I go to start, I have to make a disclaimer. This podcast was funded by Novartis, but I'm going to spread my opinions that are not necessarily the same opinions of Novartis, and also I have not received any payment for this presentation. So in this podcast, we're going to focus in 3 points. First, we want to talk about why it's important the adherence for injectable therapies. Second, we're going to try to identify those patients with high risk of no adherence. And finally, we're going to give some tips that could help us to improve adherence in our clinical practice. For what reason is important the adherence to injectable therapies? Injectable therapies are used in a lot of medicine areas. For example, rheumatologic disease, dermatologic disease, allergic disease, pneumologic disease, and a lot of more. But when we use injectable therapies in chronic disease, it's because that disease is very severe. So we need to use these therapies to control the disease. And sometimes the patient don't want to receive injection, but for biological therapies, this is not an option, unless at present, because if we make the introduction of biological therapy in oral route, the biological therapy could be degraded because the acid stomach degraded proteins. And in that way, the pharmacotherapy activity is lost. So we need, unless at present, we don't know in the future, use injectable therapies for biological therapies. It's important to clarify that we don't have only one option of injection. We have 2 big different injection. First, conventional injection, traditional injection, that are those that the patient have to go to the clinical center for application. This injection have a high span of time for the patient because they have to go to a clinical center, but also a high expense of money for the health system because we have to hire people and have a localization for the administration of traditional injection. For other part, we have auto-injectors. Auto-injectors can be used for the patient in home, in the work, or anywhere they are. And also, they reduce the cost for the health system because we don't need to have a localization for the application and hire people to apply the injection. But also, these have some advantage for healthcare physician, because if we have a high number of patients with a good clinical control, because they have a better adherence with auto-injectors, we have more time for those patients with less well-controlled disease. It's important to select the therapy according with the patient preference, because we have different options. So we have different options for different patients. And in that way, we can select the best option for each patient. And when we have a chronic disease with a high severe disease, we can think that the adherence is not a problem. If the patient is have a severe disease, maybe it want to be more adherence, but it's not true. Some studies suggest that more than 50% of the patient, even with severe disease, lost adherence during the follow-up of the disease. Why? Sometimes because the patient feel well, other time because the patient don't want to use more therapies, and sometimes because some points in the day-to-day make difficult to them to be adherence. For example, when they have to go to a clinical center for the application of the injection. So we have to identify those factors that can be affecting the adherence of our patient and make some potential correction to resolve the problem of the patient and improve the adherence. What risk factors have been identified for injectable therapies? Some of the risk factors that have been identified are physical issues, incorrect administration, lack of confidence, needle phobia, forgetfulness, concerns about pain, communication problem. But one point in common have all these risk factors that are modifiable. We can modify most of these factors. For example, for needle phobia, when the patient have auto-injector, they don't see the injection. So sometimes this could help to the patient use the injection because they can apply because they don't see and they lost the needle phobia. And it's very important to have three factors to reduce the risk of no adherence. First, asking about it. We have to ask to the patient, what are your fears? Do you have needle phobia? Is for you easy to go to a clinical center? And what are your goals about the efficacy of your treatment and your disease? We have to ask into the patient about the preference, but also we have to assess for other factors. For example, how is the age of our patient? It's not the same if we have a patient with 70 years old or a patient with 50 years old. We have to know that each group of age, group of gender, maybe have different preference, and we have to try to select the therapy according with the personal characteristics of the patient. Different option, different patient. And finally, during each one of the clinical appointments that the patient come, we have to check about this point. If we check this constantly, we have a more possibility to improve the adherence for our patients. And sometimes we don't have time. The best thing that we have to do in the clinical practice is education. A patient consulting, talk with the patient, but sometimes it's not enough time during the clinical appointment to do this. So the alternative is education programs. Websites, especially from scientific societies, have websites for the patient and also have guidance for clinical practice for the patient, how to use therapies, when have to use it, identify risk factor or complication, and in that way, we can give to the patient a small explanation during the clinical appointment, but support this explanation with the education programs and guidelines that we observe in different websites. Finally, why auto-injectors are important? Auto-injectors are important because the patient can have, and different studies support that, better adherence and also reduce the time that they have to spend for the disease. Half a disease is a problem, so we have to try to avoid that the therapy could be an additional problem. And in that case, if we talk with the patient, if we identify the preference, we can select in a better way the best treatment for our patient to have a high adherence. Sometimes it has to be the application of traditional injection in clinical centers, but if we explain to the patient how to use it, in most of the cases, they're going to prefer auto-injectors. And finally, some small home message. First, if the patient have a good adherence, we have a patient with a good clinical control. If we have a patient with a good clinical control, we have less assistance to emergency room, hospitalization, complication, and less cost for the health system. And also, this has as a consequence that we can spend, as a clinical physician, more time in those patients with no control. Thank you so much for your time, and I hope that this message could be useful for your clinical practice.
You can listen to more podcasts by subscribing to ADIS Journal Podcasts with your preferred podcast provider, or by visiting the journal website. For a full list of declarations, including funding and author disclosure statements and copyright information, please visit the article page on the journal website. The link to the article page can be found in the podcast description.